I wonder if I fit the definition of a lazy deer hunter. By lazy, I don't mean hunting from a barca lounger or raising the kitchen screen for a good shot. By lazy, I mean I can't quite get my program together. Either in town or out of town, I always seem to miss the scouting or the hunting. And if you don't have one, usually, as I can attest, you don't have the other. The other day, I heard the phrase, "The buck stops here." Chuckling to myself, I thought, yeah, I wish the buck would have stopped here, right here in front of me, during deer season. Dedication seems to be the key to getting the best bang for your buck. I know hunters who sit in the exact spot, day in and day out for the whole season. Truck and derriere parked in the same spot at the same time every day. Sunrise, sunset. Playing the gatekeeper of deer heaven, they let the cross-eyed eight-pointers strut by, knowing that another, larger animal will come by, and there is plenty of time left. You might say this type of patient hunter is going to pass the buck. I understand there is a big buck contest at none other than Buck's Hardware. I'd like to take part in that competition someday. I'll have to gain more confidence in my abilities, though. Otherwise, I'm just aiding the most expected to win. For me, it would be a very optimistic venture. I hunt in little stretches. It might be in the morning, it might be in the afternoon. It might be after the bus drops my kids off that I'll lead the brood into the timber. With only about an hour until it's dark, from the time the bus rounds the bend, we have to work fast. After struggling to get the little ones dressed in orange, a bead of sweat drips off of my forehead. I know I'll be shivering when the sweat turns to ice outside. I'll be so cold, I'll feel as if I'm buck naked, standing out there. On the way to our secret hunting spot, the overgrown organic pumpkins follow close behind. So close, they step on my heels. All I hear is a swishing of snow pant legs rubbing together. The commingling of the noise we generate and the punk timing doesn't aid in my hope of making a fast buck. So, being a lax hunter in a place where it seems like everyone is ambitiously hunting, I really get the feeling that I am in a position of bucking the trend. Attending a community event during deer season this year, what's in your freezer, of course, became the table topic. After hearing this story and that, this many points, or the big one that got away, the question turns to me, have you got one yet? I look for my napkin that's fallen on the floor and mumble something as I put another spoonful of soup in my mouth. Hopefully, after a whole fall of listening to politicians, I can give them an answer that warms their heart yet truly doesn't state the fact that, no, I haven't seen anything but a chickadee. The end of deer season is a time to reflect. Of course, for me, the same story repeats itself year after year. I'll have to get mobilized and revitalized for next year. I guess I'd say I'll have to buck up, making sure that I get both the time to scout and the time to hunt, free of work and distraction. This means making sure I know where my orange clothes and ammunition have been safely placed, so that I'll find them when it's time next year. My orange clothes from 2 years ago are still in a similar safe place. Someday, I'll find them. Well, now that my bad case of buck fever has broken, I will have time to think of other things. Though I am sure the time will be quickly filled with other fatherly projects, I will inevitably find myself in the same position next year. The only thing taken by surprise will be me. If I could just find a way to make the buck stop here, or maybe right over there, I'd officially make the move from a lazy hunter to a motivated, successful one. And I'll feel, finally, like a million bucks. Oh, to live a life you live in Cook County, this is Steve Ramberg with the Gunflint Notebook for WTIP.